This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Spring is hot on our heels, gents, and that
is
means
it?
It is.
That's not what Punxsutawney Phil said, Mike.
Yeah, man. You're not even Staten Island Chuck's late.
6 weeks, man.
It's not hot on our heels.
We've planned things.
Wombat killer.
Oh, God.
Wombat boy.
Woodchucks are next, Ted. Bring him a broadsword.
Watch out, squirrels.
But that means spring cleaning will be up upon us before we know it. The time that we get into those pesky areas that we work tirelessly to avoid. But it doesn't have to be as hard as we think.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
How to clean the 10 things annoying you most. This is a cleaning hack I've used for years, and it makes even the most despicable jobs enjoyable and even rewarding. Step one, take that disgusting mess and put it in your hands. Step two, open door. Step three, throw it in the trash. Step four, drink whiskey.
They're here. Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Step four.
Alcohol makes cleaning so much better.
Yes.
It's a great cleaning agent, and you feel better as you do it.
Take a sip, put some on the rag.
Yeah, that's why I get hammered on vodka. Because I'm cleaning.
Damn right. How to clean the 10 things that annoy you most. The one in the kitchen that always gets skipped. You might clean the stove on top, but when's the last time you cleaned the oven?
You know what, man? Proud to say, maybe 3 months ago.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
They say easily the worst job in the house, but a gleaming oven will become one of your life's new pleasures. Let's see here.
I can confidently tell you, I haven't.
Yes.
Look, man, we redid the kitchen about 2 years ago now. I'm trying to keep that bitch clean. And I've never had a new oven, so I never realized what they actually look like on the inside. Right, everyone's oven looks about the same on the inside. So we got this thing, and seriously, my motivation was, I want some of that gleam back, man.
Yeah. So this guy says to take out the rack and the racks and leave them to soak in a bath of very hot, soapy water. They say washing up liquid is one of the best things for tackling grease. Slowly, little, and often work on the bottom of the oven, even 15-minute slots. Wait until after you've used the oven and it is cooled but it's still warm. Use hot, soapy water and a cloth. And every time that you use the oven, go in there, go at it, and eventually you'll start to see a difference.
Yeah. Okay. I got after that bad boy,
man. Just got to keep on tackling it. Freshening your fridge. When's the last time you guys cleaned the fridge? I did this just last month, if I'm not mistaken.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, because you just get stuff that spills in there.
Are we talking about cleaning the crap out of it or like scrubbing it clean?
Scrubbing it clean. No, you're actually washing the inside of your fridge.
Yeah, I'll take the fifth.
Okay. They say take everything out and put it into a cool bag. Have a sink full of hot, soapy water ready and wash all of the shelves. Wipe the inside of the fridge with water and a microfiber cloth. You don't really want to be introducing much in the way of products. The drip tray in the back can get clogged up, maybe with bits of labels from jars. Get a cotton bud, put some kitchen roll round on it. Round it and dab it in and out of the hole to keep it free flowing.
I mean, I don't do all of that, but my wife and I have this unspoken agreement where she does not like clutter. Right. Same. So eventually she'll just kind of rearrange, clean out the fridge. And now everything's organized and you realize you have a lot more space. And then typically I will take advantage of that. And because now I can see all the little spots and dots exactly. and know what kind of sauce was that 15 years ago.
That's right.
Thing. Yeah.
Yep. And just you feel better when you open your fridge and it is white walls in there again.
Because I'm eating the stuff in there.
Exactly. Descale your loo, they says. You need to remove some of the water first so as not to dilute the cleaning product too much. Scoop it out with rubber-gloved hands or plunge it down the U-bend with a toilet brush. Mm. Put some lime scale removing product down there and leave overnight.
I probably should do that, but I've never done that. I mean, I'll toilet brush and all that kind of thing, but
yeah,
never did a deep clean of the toilet.
I usually go in there and I'll bleach the tub or the shower. I'll hit the toilet cleaner in there and let it set for a while as I wipe everything down real quick and then scrub it down. Getting a sparkling shower, as long as we're talking in the bathroom there. This person uses a 50-50 ratio of white vinegar and water solution in an old spray bottle. Helps tackle the lime scale and dirt. If you've got a clogged up shower head, check first that it won't damage the surface, and you can sit it in a white vinegar solution. Try to use as few chemicals as possible.
Yeah. I swear by those hard-working scrubbing bubbles.
Scrubbing bubbles is always one of those.
I swear
by
bleach.
Just Clorox bleach?
I just take it and spray it on the tiles, man. Yes, I come in the next day and it is spotless.
Yeah, bleach will do that.
I mean, I don't know what's in the scrubbing bubbles. I know it's very chemically. It's like you spray it on there, then you basically have to leave the bathroom.
And,
let them do their work for a minute.
You don't want to see what they're doing. Just leave.
Yeah, you just don't want to inhale it.
That's the only reason I don't use just straight bleach. It works best, but... Just I walk in there and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, and if you end up dying because you're using scrubbing bubbles or bleach cleaning your bathroom, that's pathetic.
When's the last time that you went to town on those windows?
Once a year.
Once a year, all right.
I wait for the sun to come out.
Right.
While I'm home.
And then you
come
to
the windows. And I go, oh my God.
That's disgusting.
And then I look down at the floor and go, that's next.
Yep.
They say if you have UPVC frames, use a cream cleaner or a damp sponge with bicarbonate of soda on. For wooden painted windows, dry dust them with a clean, then clean with an orange oil-based product to protect the wood. Don't forget to clean the handle. Just use what you've been using on the frame.
Yeah, I always clean the handle. What pisses me off about the windows, man, anytime I look, most of it is the bottom third of the window down, and it is all dog nose prints.
It is.
Right, because I can tell the kids, like, hey, guys, I'm going to clean the windows. Use the damn handle, so I'm putting your hands on there.
Mm-hmm.
The dog, like, that means nothing. So it's just dog nose prints, right?
It is.
And it really annoys me, but there's nothing you can do.
And it builds up over a while. The cats do it, too.
Oh, I know.
Dude, my sister's dog is like a small, like, just doesn't shut up.
Yeah. Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But he's always at the front window, right? So he bops his little nose on it. So it has this.
Yeah, all the prints.
Right. And I was like, man, that just looks. My sister, to her credit, keeps a spotless house. She's like, I know. But she's like, I can't. Every time I clean it, like, when he leaves for a few days or whatever, she'll clean it. But she's like, there's no point. As he sits up there.
I know. It's so annoying.
And the dog's racist.
Cool.
Right.
Well, I'm just saying.
She lives in the wrong part of town to have a racist
dog. That's the problem.
But it's against white people.
Well, then it wouldn't bark. It would only be barking at us.
Yeah, fair call.
Is she in Brooklyn?
Brooklyn Park.
Oh, the white people there are scary.
Well, somebody else's dog attacked her dog. The owner was black. We figured that's why now the dog wasn't always racist.
Don't try to justify, man. Racist-ass dog. I'm born a racist-ass litter. A racist-ass mom.
There's always a reason for it. There's always a good reason for it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the reason I'm racist. Yeah, right. Someone pepper sprayed me.
How to clean the 10 things annoying you most. Tackle the junk drawer. When's the last time you guys actually opened that up and organized and cleaned out the junk drawer?
We don't really have one anymore, but all the, like, the scissors are now all in one place. If my daughter has not gotten a hold of them, the batteries are in one place. Like, but it's kind of spread out in different areas, and we found you're less likely to make a complete mess. Like, no. This is where the batteries go. This is where this goes.
Yep.
And again, that was just redoing the kitchen, so like all the drawers we put in were kind of accounted for.
Okay.
I will say the one thing we did figure out, which we never did before, and it's cheap as F, we went to IKEA, and they just have like all those drawer separator things.
Oh, yeah.
It is staggering how much more organized you keep anything when you have those things in there.
They say, quite simply, only put back the things that you use. If you think, I might need that one day, no, you won't, because you haven't used it in the last year.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fair.
This guy says, I used to have a dish full of keys, and I never knew what they were even for. One day, I just threw them away. Did I come to any grief? No.
Then I went to unlock the shed and went, oh.
No,
damn it, man.
That's right. The problem is I have the fear of, like, no, this is actually something important that I just haven't touched, but I also do go by the rule that if I haven't touched it in 365 days, I should be okay to not have this anymore.
Yes. Yep. But on day 366, you'll figure out what it was for.
No kidding. Under the bed, they say it's a good time to flip your mattress if it needs it. Give it a vacuum. If you have a steam cleaner, use that as well. Hold the steamer 30 centimeters away from the mattress. Make sure that you measure that. People go too close and get the mattress wet, and then they can't go to bed. Leave the window open so the mattress can dry. If you have stains on your mattress, a carpet cleaning product should get them off.
I like sleeping in a damp bed.
Feels great.
A damp bed with stains.
It's very therapeutic.
I like to wake up moldy.
Yeah.
And then when you're done and it dries out, put one of those plastic covers over it.
We got one, dude. Makes it
for the bed bug cover, essentially. And then you won't sweat into it and destroy the mattress.
Exactly. When's the last time you guys cleaned the walls, ceilings, and doors?
I'm a little more anal than you think. So within the last 8 weeks, probably.
If I see anything on it, it's I scrub it off.
I gotcha. Okay.
I am not the clean.
I don't know.
Clean freak or like, dude. If I clean up, like, I was looking at my fan yesterday. I was like, yeah, damn, that's dusty.
Well, and I don't know how I can walk around my house and there's a random wall that, for no rhyme or reason, there is a spot of something on there. It's like, I don't have kids running around. Yeah, I got the animals, but they ain't getting all the way up there. I know I'm not sneezing food onto this doggone wall. Why is there a weird drip?
Right, like, I don't know.
Well, your wife likes to sneeze on the walls when you're not home, Mike.
She does.
Mouth full of food, sneezes on the walls.
Savage. They say gently go over it with a brush attachment or with a dry microfiber cloth or paintbrush. If you have a flat-headed mop, use that to dry dust your ceiling. While you're at it, use a brush to dust the light fittings. That's also another good one. Just take down the glass or the plastic or whatever it is on those light fixtures and just clean them off real quick.
I honestly did that in our hallway, right? Four glass globes. Yeah. And they've been bugging me for a while because they just collect dust, right? It's inevitable. But I took them down and ran them through the dishwasher.
That's what I do.
I put them back up. My son got home from school and thought we had new lights.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, gee, that's how dirty they were. I'm like, bro, it's the same lights. We just cleaned them.
You ever get that sealed one that you look up and you're like, how is there a bug in there?
How do they get in there? All right? Yeah.
You're a crane fly. How in the world did you get the hell in there?
Could you flip it on? You're like, that is a silhouette of a big-ass bug.
And then the last little bit of how to clean the 10 things that annoy you most, it's something that people don't quite think about, but clean your cleaning tools.
Oh, yeah.
String mops give me the heebie-jeebies, this person says. A much better mop is a flat-headed one with a cloth pad that you take off after each time that you wash your floor and stick it in a washing machine. I wash my dustpan brush in the kitchen sink and then dry it outside. Show your vacuum cleaner some love. Many have washable filters. The brush head will probably be clogged with hair. Get a small pair of scissors and snip it right down the middle. This person uses a new dishcloth each day and saves them up until they can go in the washing machine on a hot wash, but they caution against overdoing it on their 100,000 straw. Yeah, okay. So there you go. Some tips on how to clean your house.
I'm pretty good over it.